Are you in there?
Laverne?
Sorry, dear, Mrs. Bender. I'll be right with you. Just have to find your file. All right, here we go. Bender, Sarah. All right.
Out of my way on the late, Dad, Bernie. Morning, Doctor.
Yeah, what happened to you?
I don't know what you're talking about. Excuse me, I've got coffee to make.
Oh, wait, whoa. To get the coffee, what happened to you?
Oh, this, I fell off my roof. Regular or decaf?
No, but never mind that. What were you doing on the roof?
Well, I was painting the eaves. My landlord, Mr. Yevon, takes a couple of $100 off the rent. I do it every year, and what with you pay me, I need all the help I can get.
Well, you should be home resting. I'll call the agency and get somebody to fill in.
It is just a broken tibia and a fractured radius. No big deal.
Laverne, you're injured. I want you to go home. That's why you have sick leave.
Doctor, I have worked for you for 6 years, 8 months, and 3 weeks. How many times have I called in sick? None. I have never missed a day's work in my life. My mama and my daddy worked nearly 50-odd years apiece. They never missed a day's work. My grandparents never missed a day's work, and my grandma's been sucked through a combine 3 times. The point is, the Higbee people do not miss work. Now, just because I have a broken leg and a fractured radius and a little lead poisoning does not mean I'm going to upset my ancestral record.
You have lead poisoning, too?
Mr. Yevon makes me use old paint, and when that 5-gallon bucket hit me on the head, a little dripped in my mouth. Now, that reminds me, if I start retching and or convulsing, just let me be. They said it'd stop in a moment. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have coffee to make.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
In a hot tub. You've had too much Chardonnay. You took a Valium. You start to slip away. Slowly, peacefully. It's been a rough life anyway. Wandering the ocean floor, eating the crap off rocks that other sea life can't touch. Don't look down.
Why don't you take Aunt Susan out to dinner?
My Aunt Susan has been eating out for the last 20 years. She should have a home-cooked meal.
You know, I really like her. I just wish she'd settle down so we could see more of her. And why can't you put out regular appetizers like normal human beings?
My hors d'oeuvres tell a saga, Barbara. They're my interpretation of Aunt Susan's life story as told with very expensive foodstuff. You are so weird. Our story starts out with the untimely death of Aunt Susan's wealthy industrialist husband 30 years ago.
Well, that explains the little Cessna scattered across the mountain of Pompeii.
Right. And then we follow her as she travels the globe, moving from one philanthropic deed to the next, helping refugees, victims of disaster, meeting world leader after world leader.
And what do those little wieners represent?
The Warren Commission. Aunt Susan Susan was one of the very first to call their findings absurd.
Boy, Mom and Aunt Susan were different.
I mean, Aunt Susan traveled the world and Mom was such a homebody. It's hard to believe they were sisters.
I've heard the same thing said about us, Barbara. You heard it from me, Carol.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi, Daddy.
No Aunt Susan yet? Carol, look, this looks marvelous.
Oh, Daddy, you just ate a boatload full of starving Haitians.
Older than me.
It's Aunt Susan! Aunt Susan! Look at Luke!
Is there a doctor in the house?
Depends. Do you have insurance?
How the hell are you, Harry?
Same old.
Susan, you look terrific. Welcome home.
I almost forgot. This is Roberto.
Oh, my God. Roberto Chulik. You're the El Salvadoran dissident who was jailed for 7 years.
I am moved, sir.
Gracias.
Carol.
And Susan, all your work paid off. Roberto Chulik is free.
Carol, he's a cab driver.
So? Lex Valesa was an electrician. God, you are such a snob, Barbara. This man captured the hearts of his nation, no, the world, when he stood up to the dictatorial regime and said, what was it you said?
Where do you want your bags, lady?
But my biggest thrill was when I was on stage with Paul McCartney at the Amnesty International concert, and I got a standing ovation.
A standing ovation?
Yeah, I pulled the plug on Linda McCartney's mic in the middle of Hey Jude.
Oh, you have met some great people. I bet you've met some really fascinating men.
Well, there have been a few along the way since Albert passed on, but my work keeps me very busy.
Takes a very understanding man to date your Aunt Susan. I mean, she never knows when some lizard is going to call up saying he's about to become extinct.
Very funny, Harry.
I'll put the coffee on.
Maybe living with your Uncle Albert spoiled me, but I think most men are just like children.
Hi there. You must be Aunt Susan. I'm Charles Deese. Oh, don't worry about that. That's just a little Blistex I got this sore on my lip.
Charlie, you weren't invited. Go home.
Delicious. What are these?
Can't you tell? Those are victims of the worst earthquake in Armenia.
Tastes like chicken. You know, you and I have a lot in common. I'm a world traveler. You're a world traveler. You've devoted your life to charity. I'm involved with a charity for the advancement of little people.
The advancement of little people?
Yeah, dwarf tossing. I'm a guest of honor down at O'Reilly's. I get to throw out the first dwarf. It's for charity.
That's charity?
Sure. The money goes to patch the little fellas up. God, it feels good to give.
Well, you're pretty good at this.
Yeah, well, we've got a system. Carol cooks, I scrape, Barbara loads a dishwasher and Dreyfus.
What's the matter, Harry?
Nothing's the matter. What made you think something's the matter?
Well, you haven't said two words to me all evening. What's bothering you, Harry?
Where the hell have you been, Susan?
What?
You trace in here after 8 years as if it were yesterday?
You want me to leave?
No, I don't want you to go. Why didn't you come to Libby's funeral?
Harry, I told you I was tied to a tree in the Amazon.
You tied yourself to the tree, Susan. The rainforest could have waited for you to bury your sister.
I know, you're right. I just couldn't deal with it. I can't deal with it now. I can't believe it's real. It's not real to me.
We're family. We're here to help each other through those rough times. You're part of this family, Susan, and we've missed you.
I've missed you too, Harry. That's why I'm here. I guess I've been away too long.
We're glad you finally came home, dear. You know, you should know that Libby was very, very proud of her little sister. Sometimes I think she envied you.
Sometimes I envied her.
Oh, good, you guys are still up. I just wanted to let you know that your words had a profound effect upon me. I did not go to the dwarf tossing contest. You're right, it was cheap, degrading, and totally insensitive.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So I picked up a couple of fat babes, got them drunk.
Stop it, by the
I just wanted to say goodnight.
Oh, good night, honey.
Are you still working? This is your vacation. You should be relaxing.
I know, but if I'm not doing something, I just go crazy. I can't stop fidgeting. Drives everyone nuts. Mother Teresa once tried to punch me out.
Have you ever tried those subliminal relaxation tapes? I use them every night to go to sleep.
Do you still have trouble sleeping?
Yes.
I remember when you were a little girl, you would lie awake all night and be afraid that there'd be a man in your room.
Yeah.
Now I lie awake wondering why there isn't one.
Your father was telling me about this hunger project.
Yeah, it's called the Miami Food Exchange.
Huh?
We set up booths around those places where people buy food by the case. That way they're inclined to give more since they already have so much. Our food donations went up 29%.
It's amazing.
What?
You know who you remind me of.
Please don't say Emo Phillips with breasts.
I was thinking of someone more in the immediate family.
Oh, yeah. My mother. People say it's the eyes.
No, Barbara reminds me of your mother. You remind me of me.
I do?
Yes. Carol, are you happy with your life?
Well, I'm down to twice a week with Dr. Grossman, if that's what you mean.
I mean, you do all these wonderful things. You care about the earth. You care about people. Maybe you'd be happier if you could do all these lovely things on a grander scale.
What do you mean?
I want you to come and work for me. I could use you.
Me? Well, what could I do? I mean, I wouldn't know how to act around all those famous people.
Well, that's what I thought when I first started. I thought, what could I possibly have to offer? But one person can make a difference, if it's the right person.
And you think I'm the right person?
I know you're the right person.
Oh, Aunt Susan. Oh, I'll never get to sleep tonight. Of course I'll come. I've been called. I will serve.
That's nice, dear.
I will not rest until every mouth is fed, till every tear is wiped, till every wound is healed.
Good.
I will raise my sword to fight world hunger, and my staff shall quell injustice until there is an end to all world suffering. Where do I start?
Why don't you start with a vow of silence?
There was a cotton swab. I haven't given it a shot yet.
How many injections do I have to get?
8.
Oh, let me give her 6.
No, Barbara, I'm giving her the injection. You're just here to torment her.
And you're doing a very good job. Are all these shots really necessary?
That's... Honey, you're going to Africa. Have you ever seen an African mosquito? And they're this big.
Maybe they'll carry you away.
Oh, that reminds me. Laverne, where are those malaria pills I ordered?
Keep it smock on.
Ow! How many more, Daddy?
Listen, honey, it's going to be worth it. You're going to be able to see the whole world, and Susan will get a chance to know you better. It's going to be good for the two of you.
Hey, Daddy, let me give her the big shot with the humongous needle.
Barbara. Wait in the car.
But she hasn't even cried yet.
Barbara. Get out! How long do you think you'll be gone?
Aunt Susan says at least 6 months.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, what? I'm going to miss you.
Oh, Daddy, I'm not your little girl anymore.
Good, then that'll be $475 for the shot.
Oh, Daddy, I love you so much. And I promise, rain, shine, famine, or pestilence, I will write you every day. Oh, God, this is so exciting. I am so lucky. I mean, who would have ever thought I would get to see pestilence firsthand?
Oh, I'm going to miss you so much. What am I going to do without you? I wonder if my hair will turn back to its original color. Don't cry, Carol. Dad, Carol, you don't leave for 2 days.
Daddy, it's not that. You're squeezing my arm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Laverne! Laverne, what's keeping you? Laverne? That's it, Laverne. No more discussion. I'm driving you home right now.
Well, that's easier said than done. My butt stuck in a puddle of cough syrup.
Hey, Aunt Susan. Oh, hi, sweetheart. Oh, I can't believe you're all grown up and you are a police officer.
Yeah, I usually work undercover.
You know, in many societies, prostitution is not only tolerated, it's thought of as an honorable profession.
Oh, no, I'm not going to work now. I'm going to meet a friend for a drink.
Oh.
You know, it is a little chilly out tonight. I think I will change. I thought you weren't working tonight.
Shut up!
The most traumatic day. I've been to 4 Banana Republics. Not one of them has a pith helmet.
Well, I have a spare one. It was Marlon Perkins. We spent an evening together while Jim was off wrestling a croc.
I am so glad you're here, Aunt Susan. You know, after Mom died, I felt so lost. I guess I just missed talking to her most of all. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to this time with you.
Right. Well, first we've got that food airlift to Kenya, and then it's off to distribute powdered milk to Tanzania.
And while the two of us are trudging the plains of the Serengeti, we'll finally get a chance to get to know each other.
You know, Carol, we're going to be working so hard and so many long hours, we're not going to have much time for all that.
Well, we'll make the time.
I mean, this trip is not about us bonding. It's about us helping people.
Well, why can't it be about both? Why did you ask me on this trip, Aunt Susan?
Because I need someone like you to help me.
Someone like me or me?
Come on, Carol. Let's, you know, just drop it.
No, I don't want to drop it.
What is it you want from me?
Well, I guess I want to know that I'm not just a hired hand. I'm your family and I love you. Don't you love me? Or are you just not able to show it?
Carol, I've spent my life showing my love for people.
I know, thousands of people, and that's great. But when it comes down to loving just one, I think it scares the hell out of you.
Well, I was wrong. I was wrong about you. You're not like me at all. You're just like your mother. And I miss your mother very much.
Oh, God, she makes everyone cry. Aunt Susan?
Morning, baby. No breakfast for me. I gotta break in a temp nurse. What's the matter?
My dearest Carol, urgent matters have called me away. There was truly no time for long goodbyes. We'll have to postpone our work in Kenya for the time being. Tell Harry and Barbara I appreciate their hospitality.
I hope this check will find its way to good use for your Miami food exchange. I'll be in touch. Love, Aunt Susan.
Well, $5,000.
She freaked out. I thought I got to her last night. I thought I turned her around.
Honey, you can't turn a lifetime around in one night. The way your aunt lives, that's the way she wants it.
I want it so much for her to love me.
Baby, she does love you. It's like she could love anybody, maybe more.
It just seems so sad.
Yeah, in a way it is. I am so sorry about your plans. I know how disappointed you must be. Anything I can do for you?
Just tell me that you love me.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, you love my baby.
Oh, God, she's staying.
Are you a Dr. Weston?
Yes, and you know three from the agency.
We have a slight problem.
Morning, doctor.
Laverne?
No, it's Willard Scott. Of course it's me.
Laverne, how did you...
Well, let's just say I was up till 5:30 this morning, and I owe Jeff over at the cable company a big favor. But I wasn't about to let you stand in the way of the Higbee record. Now, first of all, you're late. And second of all, this nurse hadn't done a dadgum thing I told her to do. Let me warn you, I have physically removed the on-off switch from the monitor. And I've exposed a few barbed wires near the plug should anyone try to disrupt this transmission.
Boy, she's scary.
You're damn straight, Missy. Now, first of all, you got the Rosenthal boy at 8:30. His mama's worried because he swallowed the head of a moth. Hey, who turned the lights off? What's going on? Hey.
Life is good.
Hey, what the heck? What are you doing? What the heck? Give me the bottle.